This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Security Council has called for an end to the intensifying and expanding conflict in Ethiopia and for unhindered access for humanitarian aid to tackle the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade in the war-torn Tigray region. Juan Ramon de la Fuente is Mexico's ambassador to the UN.
The members of the Security Council further express serious concern about the impact of the conflict on the humanitarian situation in Ethiopia, as well as the stability of the country and the wider region.
Also Friday, nine rebel groups battling Ethiopia's government announced an alliance that included the Oromo Liberation Army and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which has been locked in a year-long war against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. 11 soldiers died and nine were reported missing on Friday following a jihadist attack on an army position in Dagne in western Niger, days after 69 civilians died in an ambush. The government said the attack by a column of heavily armed terrorists in several vehicles and dozens of motorcycles killed 11 soldiers and left one injured. The soldiers deployed to ensure the safety of thousands of villagers who had returned to their communities after the earlier killings. At least 69 people died earlier this week in an attack on the country's volatile tri-border zone with Burkina Faso and Mali. The world's poorest country by the benchmark of the UN's Human Development Index, Niger is facing jihadist insurgencies on its western border with Mali and Burkina Faso and on its southeastern frontier with Nigeria. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Pfizer is touting an experimental COVID-19 treatment it says is strongly effective, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer science chief Michael Dolsten says the antiviral pill cut hospitalization and death rates by nearly 90% in high-risk adults with COVID-19, a better showing than even he predicted.
It's just extraordinary. I feel as a physician so positive, so optimistic.
Pfizer is part of the race to find an easy-to-use drug for treating the coronavirus, since most treatments now require an IV or injection. With tens of millions of adults still unvaccinated, such drugs will be critical for curbing future waves. The FDA is already reviewing competitor Merck's COVID-19 pill. The United Kingdom yesterday became the first nation to approve it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Justice Department lawyer has cut short his deposition into the January 6th insurrection. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A leading figure in the Trump-era Justice Department cut short a deposition Friday by a House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Former Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark ended the deposition after around 90 minutes. Clark presented the committee with a letter saying he would not answer questions based on former President Donald Trump's assertions of executive privilege. Trump has sued the committee and the National Archives, seeking to block the government from releasing a tranche of internal White House documents, including handwritten staff notes from before and during the insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg on Friday branded the UN climate summit in Glasgow a failure after a week of negotiations produced what some experts have called vague promises to cut emissions. Thunberg told thousands of youth protesters at a march in the Scottish city that it was a week-long celebration of business as usual.
It should be obvious that we cannot solve a crisis with the same methods that goes into it in the first place.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says he felt a greater sense of urgency at this conference compared to others he's been to.
I have never, in the first few days of any of the COPs I've been to, counted as many initiatives and as much real money being put on the table.
The first week saw announcements by some countries to phase out coal use and end funding for fossil fuels, but there were few details on how they plan the mass decarbonization that scientists say is needed. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.